Wednesday's mandate by the Borough Assembly orders people in Petersburg to shelter in place, but allows for leaving your homes for essential activities. Those include things like seeking medical help, food shopping, and even going outdoors to exercise away from others. The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, explained the mandate does allow for enforcement by local police.
They will try to do what is right to guide people towards compliance and not immediately jump to heavy-handed actions. Again, this is an issue. This is a situation that we're all in that requires understanding, respect for our neighbors, and acceptance of what we're dealing with. And writing a bunch of tickets or even incarcerating somebody it doesn't really help with that. But it is possible, and this mandate does bring that into play.
The mandate also orders the closure of non-essential businesses, although the list of businesses that are deemed essential is long. Those deemed essential include everything from health care, critical infrastructure and government operations, grocery and marijuana and liquor stores, gas stations, mechanics, news media, plumbers, and many other services, just to name a few. The borough again received dozens of emails asking the assembly to approve a health order to shelter in place for the community. Only two opposed such a mandate. Other comments asked for allowances for businesses and measures that would help the most vulnerable in the community. The assembly did amend the order to increase caps on maximum number of patrons allowed at one time inside certain stores. The cap for grocery stores, convenience stores, and marijuana stores was bumped to 25 people, while hardware stores, automotive, and marine supply was increased to 10. That's after Hammer & Weekon General Manager Jim Floyd commented that the higher caps would be more reasonable for his business to enforce. And the borough's Hagerman explained that space constraints for the smaller businesses in those categories would also come into consideration.
If there's an issue in any store with patrons meeting that 6-foot separation distance, then there'll have to be fewer people, less than 25. So it's kind of self-regulating somewhat. The owners of the businesses will have to regulate that.
Some assembly members had mixed feelings about enacting the emergency measures, which take away freedoms. Here's Brandy Marole.
To me, it seems like all the businesses are acting accordingly to our alert. Seems like people are being proactive, and I don't necessarily know if a mandate is necessary at this point.
Another assembly member, Jay Stanton Greger, supported the order.
The medical professionals in our community, the people who are truly on the front lines, the scientists, if you will, support this. They feel it's important for our community. And those are the people I feel I need to look to at this time.
Others on the assembly acknowledge the impact that business closures will have on employers and workers. The changes in maximum patrons for the two different classes of essential businesses passed unanimously, and the order itself also passed on a 6-0 vote. Assemblymember Taylor Norheim did not attend the meeting but submitted a comment. The order takes effect immediately throughout the borough, and it runs through April 9th, but it can be ended early or extended. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.